Hey, Equity Mates. Really appreciate the support and love that we get from all of you guys. Obviously, we are doing this for free. We don't expect any money from anyone, and we do it for the love of investing and equities. But there is one thing that we could really appreciate your support from.
Ren?
Oh, great. Yeah, look, we don't ask for money, although if you want to send it our way, we wouldn't say no. But the biggest thing you can do to help us grow the podcast, get more people listening, is to just jump on iTunes or whatever podcast platform you use and give us a rating. Ideally 5 stars. If not, if you think we're only worth 3, then that's your decision. But yeah, it helps us massively in the ratings and to get more listeners and to grow the brand.
Nice. Leave a review and also tell your mates.
Equity Mates.
I will say this about investing. Everything you do learn is cumulative. What I learned at 20 is useful. Equity.
Welcome to another episode of Equity Mates, a podcast where we will help you learn to invest in 20 minutes or less. We break down the world of investing from beginning to dividend so that you can hopefully make some returns. My name's Bryce, and actually for the last time this year, I'm joined by my equity buddy, Ren. How are you going, bro?
I'm very good, Bryce, and not to correct you again. People are going to keep hearing new episodes from us with our summer special.
They are, but I think this is the last episode that we're going to be doing as a 2018.
This is official canon, and then the summer series is just extra? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, bonus episodes to get everyone through the summer.
Okay, so the last time you'll officially hear our voice, anything you hear after this, ignore it because it doesn't count.
Yes. Well, Ren, it's come to the end of 2018. We've had a great year, successful year in terms of the podcast. Super stoked with how we have evolved, and a massive thanks to all of our listeners who have been with us from day one, and to everyone who has joined us along the journey. A huge thanks. It's been a massive year for us, and we are incredibly excited about what 2019 brings. Not only in terms of the markets, but the direction of the podcast and some cool things that we're going to be able to work on and offer our listeners in 2019. So I thought we'd start by shouting out a massive thanks to our guests. One other thing that I wanted to mention is that as more and more people are joining the show, we are often getting emails and people hitting us up on social media asking where is the best place to start listening, because I can understand seeing 100 episodes or thereabouts in the podcast list, it would be a bit hard to understand where to start to get, you know, the basic information about investing and skip all the jargon and mumbo jumbo that we talk about in between. So Ren, we've compiled an essential listening list on our website under the podcast section. It's called Essential Learnings, and you can go there, and there's a list of all of the basic 101 episodes that we have done since day one, that will give you a really good grounding in everything that you need to know to get involved in investing and get your first stock under the belt. So head to Essential Listening, and then you can create your own playlists on whatever platform you use. But that's probably a good place to start for understanding the basics. And then I would also suggest listening to all of our expert investor series, which we've also compiled online. So that's just something for those in new listeners. Ren, I know you have something you want to get off your chest.
Look, I agree with everything you're saying. What I wanted to talk about wasn't so much about our podcast, but the market continues to fall, and the yield curve inverted yesterday. And I know this episode isn't about that, but I'm sure some people would be out there hearing about it and would be looking to us to explain what it all means. So,
well,
shall we?
Absolutely.
So the yield curve is a curve that shows different bond yields. When you buy government bonds, they pay you a coupon rate, or they pay you, you know, every quarter, every year. Generally, long-term debt pays more than short-term debt. And what's happened recently is that 10-year bonds are paying less than 2-year bonds. Now, that's called a yield curve inversion, and it, since like the 1960s, has been a forward indicator of every recession we've ever had. So if we're not back on the air officially for a couple of months, look, it's normally like a 2-year lead indicator, but you'll probably see a lot written about it over the summer, and it is important. The big one is the 3- and 5-year inversion, which hasn't happened yet. Oh, wait, no, the 3-month and 5-year inversion, I think, is the big one. I don't know. There's people smarter than us that know more about bonds, but it is actually big news. Like, something that you should pay attention to.
Yes. Look, it sounds complicated, but I think the main thing that you said there, Ren, was that historically it's a lead indicator for a recession, not that past performance is an indication of future performance, as we all know, but as you said, something that is definitely worth keeping an eye on. There's going to be a lot of stuff in the news about it. And we've discussed, you know, quite recently ways in which you can set yourself up to deal with these sorts of events. So watch this space, absolutely. But yeah, you're right. Big news.
Yeah. You know, we have a habit of getting out in front of these things. Don't know. We sort of fall into it. So, you know, we should keep that straight going.
Absolutely. Heard it here first.
Yeah.
So, Ren, you also mentioned there a couple of months off for us. So that brings us to what will we be doing over the Christmas period? Now, we have mentioned it before, but we are going to go on a well-earned holiday. Well, we're going to take some time off from doing the week-in, week-out podcast. What we're going to be doing is releasing one podcast per week over the next sort of 5 or 6 weeks that is just going to be a deep dive into one company that we've randomly chosen from the ASX 200, was it, Ren, or the ASX in total? I can't remember.
No, it was just in total, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, right. So 2,500 companies or thereabouts. Ren got out a random letter generator and we generated letters in sequence. The first two letters of the 3-letter ticker, threw it into the ASX website, and whatever the first stock that came up that matched those letters, we decided to do a deep dive into. So it's been a fun exercise for us, and you guys will certainly get something out of it as well. We more explain the process of how we go through and find information on these companies and look at their financials, and Ren gets out his calculator and go back an envelope and makes some assumptions on value. So that's how we're going to be approaching the Christmas period. Still some content for you guys, and we'll do that for probably 5 weeks, and we'll be back in mid-Jan with some very exciting news, so stay posted.
Along with the podcast summer series, which I actually reckon is going to be some of our better content.
Yes.
The Thought Starters will also have a summer twist to it. So you'll still get an email in your inbox once a week, but it's going to be a little bit more timeless rather than up-to-the-minute news that you've come to expect. Well, week in arrears news. But yeah, look, if you haven't signed up, now might be the perfect time.
Absolutely. Summer twist for the Thought Starters, Ren. So what are you going to do? Put some nice colours in there or...
A dash of lime.
yeah, nice. Love it. Corona down the bottom.
Yeah.
To tie a couple of things off, we did an Ask Us Anything episode a couple of episodes back, and one of the questions was around how soon you can get shares in your possession or your account from the point of buying. And we discussed it from the point of view of the market and buyers and sellers needing to be matched for that to happen. Whilst that is true, we have also had a listener come in with some feedback and some additional points to add to that, which I think is worthwhile explaining. So I'm just going to read what he's sent in because this is applicable to all styles investing. So he says, in regards to when shares become under your possession, it's more to do with the settlement than order matching. Settlement occurs on the ASX at 11:30 on T+2, was changed from T+3 in 2016. At this point, CHESS goes down, meaning script messages can no longer be submitted for settlement and shares are exchanged for money irrevocably. This is also how day trading is facilitated, because regardless of when the trades are executed on the trade day, which is T, they settle on the same day or on the same time on T2, and the proceeds are netted. So I hope that makes sense, but essentially It's to do with the settlement process, T+2, meaning from the point of execution to the point of settlement, 2 days. So I just wanted to shout that out because it's great that we have listeners writing in, listening to us intently, and also writing in to help us on our journey of learning as we go through these and help answer the questions. So I think from my side, Ren, that's about it.
Yep. They always say finish strong and leave the audience wanting more. And what better way to finish than correcting ourselves about ASX settlement periods? That'll really make people want to come back next year.
I think it was important that we do that now rather than next year when it's just going to be out of everyone's minds. And as I said, it's a valuable piece of information. And the whole ethos of this show is about learning as we go. We don't know everything. So I appreciate the feedback from this listener.
Yeah, no, in all seriousness, it's good that people are correcting us because we're doing this to learn. So keep correcting us and we'll try and make it entertaining.
One more thing is, there have been a number of you who have emailed in with questions in November. We usually do an Ask Us Anything at the end of this month. However, in December. So due to our Christmas break, we will be addressing all questions on air when we get back in January. So I hope you can wait for that.
Yeah. So keep sending them in. You've got all of Christmas to think about some good questions.
Yes.
Yep. All right. Well, I think that does it for the year.
Yeah. Oh, how sad.
I know.
Oh, one more thing.
Mate, come on. You got to let it go.
Do we want to finish with a bang and discuss one of our bets being the driverless cars? Or do we hold that?
We'll tease it because I'm more than happy to talk about it.
Yeah, all right. So at the start of the year, the very first episode, 2018, we made some bold predictions.
Which we will be doing again next year.
We've got all Christmas to think about those, and we will wrap up all of the bets that we made at the start of this year. However, one of our bets has conclusively been proven to be true for one of us. Do you want to elaborate, Ren?
Yeah, so I'm
reluctant to do so.
At the start of the year, I said by the end of calendar year 2018, driverless cars will be commercialized, it will be on the road, and you'll be able to, you know, drive next to one, or you'll be able to pay to be in one. And as of Wednesday, so a few days ago, Google has started offering riders trips in their driverless cars. Waymo has, which is Google's project in Arizona. Apparently, it costs about as much as an Uber or a Lyft. So I'm going to take that win.
That is an absolute win to you, Ren. Well done. Great prediction. And it's coming at the 11th hour. We've had to wait until mid-December for that to happen.
I never doubted it, mate. Even when Elon's self-driving screwed up and, you know, there was deaths this year, I never doubted it.
No. You never know. My 20% crash still could happen within the next 14 or 15 days.
I feel like you set a specific day, though.
I did. Remember, it was the 15th of September, something like that. Yeah. Anyway, we'll need to...
You said Trump would get impeached.
I did. We've got time.
If it happens before our first episode back, I'll give it to you.
Okay, great. So I'm looking forward to that episode. But look, we'll tick that one for you, Ren. I owe you a beer. You're coming up to Sydney this weekend, so I'll shout it to you then if you would like, or we can hold them all for next year. So congrats on that.
Thank you, mate. Thank you. I'm very proud. I'd like to thank everyone who helped me get here. Thank the listeners. Couldn't do it without them. Nah, it's good. Let's wrap it there. It's been a good year, I think. I think we did some live shows. We got to meet a bunch of our listeners, which was cool. And stay tuned because we've got some exciting things planned along with a full slate of podcasts in 2019.
So, Ren, we've definitely discussed Instagram way too much. So I'm going to spring my housemate right now and ask him three reasons why he loves Equity Mates Instagram. Rohan.
It's topical, it's funny, and I've learned a lot about investing and a little bit about myself.
There you are, testimonial. Get around it.
Equity Mates and the people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. This is general advice only. Please speak to a financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your individual situation.